I just want to tell you, I did some work on some things. Some things in the middle of working on and haven't finished. For example, the difference between when, according to Ramban, is what's Velach Medelach of according to Ramban, what's Velach Hamelch according to Ramban, and what's versus Yoshua Tev according to Ramban. Okay? And how they did. And I was in the middle of working, I didn't finish that because I ended up with about four Ha'olis today. And you'll see, I just got very excited about the Ha'olis. And you'll see what exactly happened. Okay. Now, let me just add something from last week, okay? The most important thing, I want to make it clear, okay? When the Ramban talks about that there's... that the Derech HaTorah is to say Pratim, and then to say Ala Klal or something like that, okay? That's what he said, okay. It doesn't mean that there's a conglomerate, there's a group of mitzvahs in the Prat, and the Klal is a broad umbrella which includes it and more. That's wrong, okay? How do you know that's wrong? Because Ramban does that also with Shabbos. And Shabbos is only Shabbos, and Lo Yisas Kol Melocha. It's only one and one. Okay? It's just that the Klal is an umbrella which assumes things which would not have been on a strict interpretation of the Prat. Okay? And we, you know, and you'll have to decide, he's like, I had to go about doing that, but that's what happened, okay? The major thing, okay, what we were talking about last week is we were suggesting that according to the Ramban that we reinterpret the word tzivoy, okay, which is necessary for a mitzvah, and according to the Ramban, a tzivoy has to have clear parameters. And if it doesn't have clear parameters, then it can't be a mitzvah, okay? In minyan, you can call it a mitzvah, okay? But it's not in minyan, okay? And that's what we suggested, okay? Say that's what we did exactly. Okay. Now, let's move ahead and just see exactly the way through the waters. This once now, what I want to do is. We talk about Bar Mitzvah, okay? And we pointed out that the Ramban does quote Bar Mitzvah in Chumash when he's talking about this new mitzvah, Siso Yashav HaTov, and it's pretty clear in the Ramban that it's a Drabonim, okay? So the question is, what does it all mean? Okay? Now, the truth is, if you look at the Ramban, when he talks about Kedush and Tiyu, in the middle of Ramban, he talks about Mayim Mishon and Mayim Achrinim, which is also a Drabon. And there he says clearly on Esmach the Ba'alma. He says, Be'eru kiyetz behen bo ha-mitzvah azeis ha-klolis achrei she-porah kol ha-averes she-hein asuros l'gamrei mitzmuchot Achi konis bichlal hatzavo azois hatzavo hanikius biyodo vegufoi. Kosha omru vis kadishtem elu mayim mishonim viyisem kadoshim elu mayim achonim ki kodesh ani shemen olev. Okay. Which is basically the same paradigm as what we're talking about in Bar Mitzvah. Okay? So I just wanted to show you that it was an isolated phenomenon. Ki afapi she'elu mitzvois midivrehem ika hakosuv b'kiyotze b'ze mazir ika hakosuv. It's the Torah is mazir in a similar vein. Sheniye Nikiyim utahirim upushim me'amon b'nei odom shehim malachim atzrom b'moises v'ki'urim. Okay. So, what I thought was meant over here is a specific act of my mishenim, my machinim is adrabonon, but there would be kiyum deraisa. Okay? Similarly, v'asisi yashav atev. And he writes, Choza loime b'derech klal shiasa teva yosh ad shiikonez v'zeh apshor v'pni mishur zedin. Ukegoin, the same way I think ukegoin, ma shiizkiru b'din et d'bar metzra. V'afilu ma sh'omru, pilkoi no'o v'dibur v'nachas m'abriyas ad shiikor b'chol inyan tam v'yosha. In other words, some of the things might be the rabbonon, but the kiyum would be the raisa. Okay? I'm going to say something which I didn't prepare to say, but I want to make the point, and you're going to say, you know, what does this mean? Okay, but really it's a tangent on a tangent, because this line in the Parsha Kedoshim is really not the agenda. But don't you get the impression when you read the Ramban and you'll ask yourself, what is the mitzvah, okay? What is the mitzvah of Mayim Rishayim, okay? If you remember, the Rambam seems to say it's a separate mitzvah of in Brochus, therefore it's not in Avos HaTumah, so we discussed the whole issue, correct? And the Rambam said, no. It's a gzeira, it's a truma, srach truma. First they started in Nisrach, and then they did it l'maisa, correct? So I ask you, does Mayim Rishayim have anything to do with Nikias and Kedusha? So if you'd say, you know, according to the Rambam, I can certainly imagine such a thing. Okay. It's, you know, one thing with Krishma and Philas, do a tumor, okay, okay, we decide it was do a tumor, that's a different issue, okay? Very nice, correct? But the Ramban over here is saying this, not the Rambam, and the question is, how does this all fit together with, say, for mitzvah, it's a different approach, the same approach, but it's something to think about, okay? But it's really not for what I want to talk about now. But since it is Kivan, the next day, Nima Bey Milsa. And I think the aura, you might not have noticed. And if you did notice, I apologize, you know. But if you didn't notice it, this is the aura. And I think it's a very fine aura. Okay? Then he says, let me read you some other line. Okay? He says, V'ato yoimer gam basheloi tzivcho tein daitcho lasois hatev vayosha be'enov ki hu oihev hatev vayosha. Okay, it's Losh Ramban Chumash. Now, what does it all mean? Okay. B'at l'yoyma gam b'asher lo tzivcho tein daitcho. What does it mean, tein daitcho? You should think about it and give it careful thought. And basically, what you're supposed to do is you're not supposed to do depends upon if you're serious about it and you give it serious thought. That's what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do. So to say that there's a clear parameter to what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do, tein daitcha, la'aseis hatev v'yosha, isn't that amazing, Lashon? Be'enov,
ki hu oyev hatev vehayosher.
What do you mean ki hu oyev hatev vehayosher?
And he also says, if you recall, tein daitcho gam basher loitzivcho.
It means it's not clear. What is gam loitzivcho?
There's no clear parameter. It's not a clear directive.
You should go and say, you should go up and think about it clearly, what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from me.
Okay? And what he's doing now, it says, Hatev Vayoshev Be'eni Hashem in Pasuk. And that's what he says, Ki U Oyhev Hatev Vayoshev. That's Hatev Vayoshev, because Ki U Oyhev. That's what he's touching up. It's mamish, every word. But you see again, we're talking about things which are no parameters for. Specific acts, might be the Rabbonon, but with King Daitcha, it should be certainly Kim Dereis.
Have you seen the same thing by Shabbosam also? The Tirchon?
I don't have the Dukim I have, basically, I have the Dukim by Kedoshim, okay? I have the Dukim by Asis Yoshev HaTov Ramban, okay, what's going on in Tircha is, we do know, and I was trying to do research on this, but I didn't get that far. I thought if I had more time, I might be. Maybe the Rabbonim did Asa in certain cases Tircha, okay, and over the Bechel, I want to check out Ramban in both Beitz and Shabbos, every single case, you know, how he uses it, okay? However, there's no clear parameter in terms of how you decide what this is in the Ramban. He just is mentioning, he goes through this Mechilta, and he just says that, but he doesn't say what it is. Clearly, you see from the Chemia that there are certain things that are going on, okay? But it doesn't tell you, you know, really what it is. And you assume you violate Shabbosim. But the question is, you know, how does that play itself out? I can't tell you. There's nothing clear in Ramban about this. Over these two cases, I thought clearly they're Darbonons, and he puts it all together. And clearly, you know, Tein Daitcha. Okay? Now, I want to go further. I want to go through Ramban in B'Shalach. We quote a Mechilta. And this is Pshat in the Mechilta. The Ramban passes B'Shalach in Tezvov Chavov Im Shmoa Tishma Kol Hashem Elokecha. Okay? Now I'm just reading, I'm skipping, I'm reading to the Mechilta. Over Mechilta, Omru vayoshev be'einov ta'ase. Ze masuv matan. Vayoshev be'einov ta'ase. This person B'Shalach is ze masuv matan. Melamed shekol hanoisei v'noisein be'emuno v'ruach habriyois noiche hemenu Ma'al lo olam ki ilu ki in kol ha'toro kula. Kol ha'neisein v'neisein be'emuna v'ruach habriyos noiche hemenu ma'al lo olakos ki in kol ha'toro kula. V'od avay ze be'agir v'posle v'sisi yoshev ha'toro. Clearly, he's learning this mechilta is also what he wants to say v'sisi yoshev ha'toro. So the bia of asisa v'yoshev hatev. Okay, the bia of asisa v'yoshev hatev is ki'ilu in this mechilta, and it's haderech abisenu. See, it's interesting. Sometimes this mitzvah klali is al derech hapshat, as in tilcha. Okay, we don't know what's going on gedushin tiyu ramban, whether derech hapshat or derech abisenu. Have to see about that. But over here, l'chay, this is derech abisenu. Now, so what's Basisa Hayoshev Atev? Asisa Hayoshev Atev, that's the Ramban is teaching, it means Masa Umaton Be'emuna. Okay? And how does the Mechilta know that it's Ki'ilu, Ki'im Kolato Kula? Because it starts, the Pasuk says, Vishomata Bishok Kola Shevalokecha. Okay? Which is also called Terakula. And then right afterwards, in the middle of this, in the middle of Vasisa Yoshevatev, it says right after, Vayoyma Im Shemoya Tishma Bikola Shevalokecha. Okay? Vihazanto Lemitzvoisov Vishomata Kochukov. And this is in the middle. So that's what the Mechilta learned, that the Yoshev Atei is Neisei, the Neisei Be'emuna is Kili Kiyim Kol Torah Kula, or Dost Mulaniyah. Okay? Then, L'chira, if that's correct, Bahazanto L'mitzvoisov, what the Torah is saying, Tein Daitcha. Tein Daitcha, Lasas Hayoshevate, Vazanta le Mitzvoiso. Okay? And then, maybe that's Pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos, that the first thing they ask when one comes to Ilam Emes, Omer Rovo, the Gemara in Shabbos, Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, Bishoshe machnisen odom ledin oimuloi nosato benosato beemuna. Doesn't that sound almost exactly like this mechilta? And that kilu kiyim kol torah kula, that is where it's at. That's where a person should be. Was it dais das avrias nechemenu? It's hukas kol torah kula, and that's why it's half of the first question. I just want to show you that I filled in a gap of what it's talking about, the discussion about mitzvah, discussion that I had about the Agos Maimunis, the Tshuva Agos Maimunis, that it's a mitzvah, call of the mitzvah, I say, you know, I discussed that last week, but this little piece over here, this I'm just adding into last week's discussion. Okay, now I'm going to do something. I'm not sure if it's going to take the rest of the time, because I started this morning, truth is, I had prepared another shiur weiter, but I started this morning and I started writing. I just couldn't stop. Okay, so maybe I just, you know, I missed it, or maybe there's something important here. Listen to this. So lemais is, what are we going on? We have a tzivu sheno mochot. Is the pshat is because since there's no clear parameters, there's no ma'is avera, but it's in question of Ritzon Hashem, where you can imagine a ma'is avera, and the ma'is avera is tluya b'ma'alas ha'odom v'azman. So the question is, you know, if there's no ma'is avera, we'll see. I'm go back, maybe we might think about this again. In Kedoshim Tiyu, how could the Ramban say that the Aschola For Ben Sohu Moira is from Kodesh Tiyu. The Ramban in by Ben Sohu Moira. Vin a Yeshel of Shnei Oinshin. Ho Echer hu Makla of Vimoy, hu Mamule, and Vashini hu Zerle Veseva, al Mashitzu Navinu, Kodesh Tiyu. So, we'll see if you can be Deicha this or not. But you see, the question is only the kium, like, okay? Kedushin Tiyu, is it a kium? Or the Taki Yisulim in it also, okay? Because the Chira, you have to talk about Yisulim, because Nehemiah was giving the Musa, according to Ramban in Chumash, about Chil Shabbos, which we'll talk about in Mitzvah Hashem, and the fact that they were doing Trochim. So it means doing something which is novel Rishus HaTeira, doing something which makes into Yom Tircha, okay, doing something which is antithetic to the Sis of Yoshev HaTeir, L'Chari should be a problem. It's not only human, okay? So it means that even though V'der Klal, every Tircha in Uvim D'Chol is only Nisa D'Rabbonim, and the Meniyah Mehen is an Inyan Shechassidus, but you see from the Ashoras Nehemiah that you can talk about something very clearly. Maybe the whole Yom, the Tzul of the Tzibur, you have to know what you're talking about, but clearly you can talk about my subject. Okay. Now I have four Ha'oras over here. And you decide for yourself if this is worthwhile pursuing. Okay, four Ha'oras. The first two go together and we'll see exactly what happens. Okay? The Ram says a mitzvah that even though the mitzvah of tefillah is a mitzvah which is called Torah Kula, correct? But he says since the inyan meyuchan in it, which is called tefillah, therefore it's a mitzvah in the inyan mitzvahs. Okay? And the Ramban disagrees because he doesn't learn that Kilu is a Yemiuchar of Tefillah in it, okay? But not because the Etzem idea is wrong, correct? That's what Ram writes. Va Mitzvah Chamishis Yisivonu Obda Yis'alek Va Nichbal Tzivu Zepam Pomim Oma Ulevavatam Hashem Elokeichem Vi Oma Avoyse Tavod Vi Oma Avoyse Itavoy Vi Oma Obda The Alpha Pish is that Sibu, Gam came, Mina Sibu Makurim, Kamo Shibiano, Bishir Shuvi, Hine Yesh Boy Yichud, Shud Sibu Betfila. Ulah Sifri, Lob is it Fila. So the Chayla, can I say the same thing in Kedoshim to you? That since the grave Makremos, it's a tzibur shenei muchlot. Or if I find in certain instances they're clear gedorim, it is muchlot. So maybe for that part it should be a mitzvah. So didn't we say that a ben tzeru meira is violates clearly the kedushin tiyu? So if that's the case, isn't that enough to make it a mitzvah when you're a mitzvah? The fact that, you know, if he drinks a little more wine than he should normally drink, you know, you can imagine, no, bushtatera, or if he has engaged in tashmish, ketana golem, okay, beseva. You know, you can say it's the fimala sodom, jazman, but you know, can imagine if Ben Sohu Moira coming and say, you know something, Abba Yisai? You know, I just turned bar mitzvah. You know, I'm a small boy. You know, I don't know that much. I don't get it 100%. You know, you should, you know, maybe I didn't do that. That's what the Torah says. So there are clear parameters over here. Correct? So why isn't that enough to make it a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs? The same with the clear parameters and tefillah, making it for mitzvah and mitzvah. Okay? That's the beginning. That's my first thought. Okay? We'll see if we'll come back to this. But that's Ta'or. L'chayr, correct? Next Ta'or. L'chayr, the Ramban. This Ramban is l'chayr kula pella. Because what do we say the Ramban says, by Ben Sarah Meir, b'nei yeshel of shnei einchim, in Chof Aleph Yudches, Ben Sarah Meir, Bein Tzeru Moira, V'hine Yesh Alof Shnei Oinchen, Ho'echot Shu Makla Ovimo Yom Mamri Ayim Bohem, V'asheni Shu Zeru V'Seve, Oy Bar Mashnit Tavino, Kedushim Tiyu. Correct? Doesn't the Gemara say in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yechon Oime, Haschol Ben Tzeru Moira Minayin, Tamulom L'Sirchu Adom, correct? So, what's happening over here? So, you know, the Gemara, it's, what's the scoop? Time of Gemara. And that's the number. In Mitzvah Sekuf Sadi Hei, my Mitzvah Sekuf Sadi Hei, he sees Horam Yoyis, Zer Levesay, Vamachal Mishte, Bimei Anayris. After she didn't say zero to zero, it's not in this column. Skill of Dana Shammai says there, Much Muzhar Mimeno, Behechachem. Ms. Byron, Nisha Shinach, as whole, if she's Shrashnu, Lona Shinni Hizim, Loshin Gomorra, as whole, and so more mean, I ain't Tamil and Sakladam, but so the Sakh Achila, she may be a Lishbrich Dom. Vihi Achilas Zero of a Sakh. Even though it's Lashon Kol, whatever it is. So what is the Ramban? There's a Ramban there. You know what the Ramban does? So the Ramban, in Hasogos Ramban, Lo Yisakuf Sarihei, Kfar Kasaf Dika Sheini, Shagdomo, Shehiptim, Nishberis Nifsedis. As he's saying, that basically, the Sheri Sheni is a mistake. V'gam b'zeh oid hefzit l'fish achila v'shoyna shel ben seru meire ein oin shel miso ala malkus kol she'omu masin boy b'fnei shnayim u'malkin oisai b'fnei shleisha chod niskalkul nidin b'esam u'shleisha avul noima she'af az chores achila v'shoyna b'chal v'sechol adom ששתי האכילות מביאים לשפוך דומו. וגם בזולו נחוש על האזחורו, שתהיה מן עליו שבכל זמיני, שאוי שמפורש למלכס. ופן יסרו איסס, right? So you have, לא צריך על אדם for מלכס, and לא צריך על אדם for מיסה. ויהיה זה, על הרב סתיר בדבור ושיר כל עשרי מזור ביוחי גורי. והרוי להלוס מזה, what she conclude from all this of the Ramban? שהאחיל הראשון הם נמנע הספירין של מלכוס, והשני הם נמנע הספירין של מיסה, בהן שתי מיניס בחש בן המצרס, וניחו בלו יסוך לאדם. You can't לו יסוך לאדם twice. Once for Malchus, and once for Misa. And both are because of Loisei Chaladam. So, you know. For who, Masha Omu, Beperik, Abu Mises Bezdin, Aschola, Loisei Omeru, Minayin, Tamalu, Loisei Chaladam, Vi Aschola, Lishtei Achilles HaShalot, Vi Im Yi Ezeh Lav Shebekolos, Kamar Marav, Ein Lochus, Shegam Shnei Oinchen, Bishtei Achilles, Men Atera, Aval Kivin, Shein Ezu, Malkis, Vein Ezu Mises, Yira Shein Shtei Minias Becheshvot. Okay, whatever it is, well, you can differentiate to him, not getting involved in that. But if I ask you, what's the Hashchola for Ben Tzeru Moira? Very clearly, it's Leisochel Adam. So Ramban has done an amazing thing, Chumash. What's he talking about? Because Ramban even makes new lab in order to make everything Leisochel Adam. Okay? That's my second Hashchola. So, what I want to do now, I'm not sure I'll be successful, maybe I will be, is be amazing that one thing is metallic to the other. And there's no problem over here. Okay? That first, but I apologize if these Hashchola are not reasonable. Okay? I think they're reasonable. Okay? So, I started working on this with lawyers for myself. You know, how can I leave this? You know, I don't know what I'm talking about. Nirbor. What Ramban is doing in Chumash, you know, why in the world? It's a Mufush Gemara. Ramban in Chumash is working out Derech HaPshat. And he asks himself, out Derech HaPshat, what's going on? What's that so? Leisich or Adam? Achila mi bi li dey dom o tot te pshat me posik. So it's derech hapshat. Okay, that's number one. Okay. Derech hapshat. Correct?
Did he say the words there?
No, he didn't say. He just said, that's what the Ramban. I think in general, what the Ramban is out to do in Chumash is interpret Chumash a derech hapshat and here and there to spray it with Derech Abuseinu. And he could say, Mitzavino, you see, Abuseinu never accepted that, because Ein Ein She'en Kin Masirin requires a love. And Ramban over here is talking about Hashchola, which is only an Aseh. Okay? But that doesn't, in Derech HaPshat, I don't know if that bothers him.
But does he need in Derech HaPshat a Hashchola for
Vice the choice he needs a tzivui that he learns even in Derech HaPshat. You know, I'd like to think about that more seriously. I understood that's the conclusion. He seems to learn that this cloud, the ancient Kamasirim, it's not as far as Rabbi Hussein would take it, but you need it. Okay? So the question between Rabbi Hussein or not is we inquire a lav when I say is good enough. If this is correct, Rabbi Zai, then you can take a second. Question is Minyan HaMitzvahs Lefi Derech Rabbi Seinu or Lefi Derech HaPshat? And I contend that the Ramban's opinion is that Minyan HaMitzvahs Lefi Derech Rabbi Seinu, and that's the way the Ram goes and shows Shishishi that the love of Shabbos, Nesei Shabbos, are synonymous. Ramban doesn't disagree with that there. And the love and the Asei Bashvius are synonymous. And Ramban doesn't disagree with them over there. Minyan HaMitzvahs HaDerech HaBoseinu. Okay? In Derech HaBoseinu, Ben Tzeru Moira, the Hashchola is Leisochel Adam. There's no peculiar Hashchola which says Otto the Ben Tzeru Moira is the Chazal of a Seve, and therefore it's a problem Gedushim Tiyu. Okay. Okay. So there's no reason then to count it Minyan HaMitzvahs because of that. So basically, everything answers, both kashas answer each other. Okay? But it's an amazing thing. Derech Agav, okay? I don't want to talk about it. There is a Yireim that claims that the Achille Rishayna of Ben Seir Meira is because of B'chukesei Mois Helecho. It's like that's the Derech of Goyim to drunk and to merriment and these things. And he explains why he, whatever it is, okay? I don't think that's the Ramban, okay? I think the Ramban wants to find something Derech HaPshat and that's what Derech HaPshat and Kedushin mean, okay? And then, once you do that, and if you say Minyan HaMitzvah has nothing to do with Derech HaPshat, the fact that they're clear parameters would not put in Minyan HaMitzvah. Okay? Now, next. Okay, I want to show you another thing. This, that was 0-1-2. Okay? Now for 0-3. The Bnei Shalom, the Gemara Shabbos, Kufnun Gimel Beis, V'oitznan Amachalos HaShabbos, V'dover Shechayov Mashir Yosha Chatos, V'aldonu Skilo, Michlal D'ikimidi, D'ein Chayov Mashir Yosha Chatos, V'aldonu Skilo, and it's called Machalos HaShabbos. The Schilo Shabbos doing something which is not Machayev Schilo if you do it with Meizah with Eid. Correct? That's what the Gemara is saying. And more searching and searching and searching. And what does the Gemara come up with? Umay Nihu Lav the Machaber Lo. Umay Nihu Lav the Machaber Lo. It's not Machaber. The question is, where's Machaber standing? It's no. It's Tchumim V'Aliv Adav Yekiva. Vavola Alib WEC. Okay. And what does it mean? Tchumin Alib Rabbi Akiva? That's what Rabban is. Tchumin is the Chaisa, you know, according to Chum also. So I remember Grillis, the Fenner Bokhman pointed out, you have to work on this, let's see. I mean, I have this in other places, whatever. Tchumin, according to Chumin. And Tum according to Rabbi Akiva is Chol Beth Misrei Dina. Tchumim according to the Chachamim is an Isur Melacha. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a separate Isur. Lo Sevar Eish B'chol Mosh V'Seichem according to Ramban, the Ramban is Lav Moinshin. The Gemara is only according to Rabbi Yosi. So what's going on? Then this is here it's an Isur Melacha. Here's not Isur Melacha. What the Gemara says Rabbi Yosi. That Chilul Shabbos is Melacha. Hamachalas HaShabbos, and that's the Gemara wants. Similarly, I once heard from the Rav, I think he said on this, maybe he said on that. The word Shabbos Hamotesim and Aleph. El Reb Shimon ben Lokish, the Yoma Ad Shishkan Balav, Uvakores, the Yoda B'Shabbos and Mayim, is the case of Yoda Shabbos and Shigas Melachas. So how can you know about Melochas and forget it? So the Gemara says, Betchumin, the Yod of Betchumin, Valibid of Ekiva. Okay? You only know Shabbos, Melochas. I know, for obvious reason, I know this Kiddush on Shabbos. That's an idea of Shabbos. The idea of Shabbos is Melochas. Sayes Yechabay Say. Nehemiah gave them a ganza asholo, didn't he? And he told them that the machalnes haShabbos, as they stated in the pesukim in Nehemiah's Nehemiah, what Nehemiah said to them. And Ramban Chumish by Trochim learns that's going on Tircha. Mufush and Tanakh the Tircha is called Chilul Shabbos. Hayom Tircha, they had Chilul Shabbos, Machalnes HaShabbos. What's going on in the Gemara? What happened to Ramban? That's the O number 3. Okay? That's just, I couldn't stop rising. Oh my God, you know, I'm missing it or something, but the it's an amazing Ha'olah, correct? Oh, number 3. So, See, I'm just amazed what happens over here. That ki'ilu it's the chtagotzein ha'teira that there shouldn't be yom tircha, whatever it is. But the ma'isa, it's only derech apshat, and k'fi meseris rabbeinu, it's melacha, and it's only melacha. So may that can't be a dear Shabbos or Kolman. We have to begin to understand what's going on over here. You see, there's one issue when you ask yourself, is there chapshat mechayev halacha l'maisa? But if you're boxed into the situation that you have to say there chapshat is mechayev halacha l'maisa, otherwise what's going on? Ban chumash, how can they pshat in the psukim in Nechemia? What's he being mazer about? Mechal nasa Shabbos, he quotes all the whole thing, the Gita is and everything. And at the same time, when you come to a Gemara, that Yod B'Shabbos, the idea Shabbos has to be dafka l'fi Meseris Abuseinu, and the idea Shabbos l'fi Derech HaPshat will be different. What does all this mean? Okay, so these are the questions when you're learning about Chumash. And you're looking at the Derech HaPshat, the Derech HaBiseinu, and you ask yourself, so what is he trying to do, the Ramban? Is Taka this Machayev? Is it not Machayev? So what does it mean, Api Alocha? So he said, you're Machalas HaShabbos. Machalas HaShabbos. In the HaBiseinu, not Machalas HaShabbos. What does it all mean? Okay, that's O number 3. Okay. Now, Ha'olah number 4. Now listen to this Ha'olah. So if you look at Ramban al Torah and you ask what Kedushin Tiyu is, you get the impression, since he says, and he quotes this in the paradigm, the parallel structure between Pratim and a Derech Klal, so I ask you, is Kedushim Tiyu limited to a few specific cases like Achila and Tashmish, okay, and Ribui Macho and Nivopeh and Tuma and Nikias? I would say definitely yes. Because if you're going to expand it to Kol Inyan Atera, you're back to where you started. And it really is not a Pratim Klal, because he's not going back to Kol HaTorah Kula. The whole paradigm, he's introducing the paradigm of Tircha, okay, and Vasis Yoshev Atev, and Shmias, in order to explain Kedushin Tiyu. That's where he's at. So Chayyu have to be the same, correct? I think it's incontrovertible. The question now what happens? So once you have that, so then it comes out the precious is from Ribu Yayin, Ribu Tashmish, Ribu Achilagasa, Dibu Hanimus, Precious Metuma, Vinir Nikias. Okay. Rabbisa, you open up Sefer Mitzvahs and Kedushin Tiyu, you get a whole different approach. Rabbisa, you open up Sherish Dalit, you get the impression that it's a mitzvah kolelis kol HaTorah Kula, it's mefurish Ramban. Zok the Ramban in the beginning of Sherish Dalid, Ho'ikah Levi, Omar Rav Shein Roi Shimnu Hamitzvah kolelis HaTorah Kula Ubezeh Toron Abba Alokhais Omar Ukvatou Piika Hazir Adashemonu Kedushin Tiyu Mitzis Bechal Mitzase Vuloyodu Shomu Yis Ala Kedushin Tiyu Visan Kedushin He Mitzah Lasais Kolatero Kula Vloshin Sifro Kedushin Tiyu Pushin Tiyu It's everything. The omnom ba lochis loymor kedushin to you. Avomono this kedushin v'yis kedushin. Vakedushin be'emes lios pushim. Va'asherhein klau manias kulon lo yimnu kedushin tihyu. Ushmaltem es mitzvoisai. Vushmaltem es mitzvoisai. Vushamatim is called a mitzvah, Asher Anochim Mitzavayim. V'oi kol ha-mitzvah, Tishmulun Lasseis, Shomo es kol ha-mitzvah, Vushamatim is Siso Isom, V'rabim kein v'teira. Ata tashteten Ramban Mufurish, the Kedushin to you, is a mitzvah kol es kol ha-torah kula.
Correct.
So the Ramban is like the Ramban, right? And that's Jesus' pollution. Okay. So then, Chabesai, it comes out an amazing thing. When you open the Teres Kohanu, and Kedoshim Tiyu, Shu Purushim, the Ramban Alatera has one interpretation. It's a very limited thing that the Isum Protim and Kila Pushim, as far as these things that could go by. And the Ramban, it's Sefer Mitzvos, learns the Mitzvah Kol is called Toku. So, Lecheira, maybe there's a machlokes between the Ramban in Chumash, and the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos, whether this Sifra is Derech HaPshat. And that's what he's referring to in Chumash, or it's Derech Avoseinu, and it might be a mitzvah called Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay? Now, if that's correct, okay, I'm just getting warm. I'm just trying to tell you the amazing things going on here. Because the Tafkid of Ramban in Chumash is to interpret Pshat. And he's telling a derech hapshat. So minyan mitzvahs have nothing to do with derech hapshat. Okay. So if you tell me the kedushin to you, even if you say that it's a mitzvah, you don't talk about muchot. They know muchot. It's not minyan mitzvahs because the minyan mitzvahs have nothing to do with derech hapshat. The minyan mitzvahs are derech avoseinu. So you understand yourself, if you're discussing about whether Kedushin Tiyu should be a minyan mitzvahs, you have to interpret Kedushin Tiyu on Derech Avoseinu. And he learns if it's Derech Avoseinu, the Pshat in the Sifra is completely different. It means a mitzvah is called Torah Kula. So there's an amazing thing going on over here, and this is support again and again, that minyan mitzvahs is Kefir Avoseinu, and the Derech HaPshat, and the same Sifra, he himself is Mesupik and uses it in Chumash as Derech HaPshat and in Sefer Mitzvos as Derech HaVoseinu. Now, the next step, if that's correct. Okay. Because we already said, you see, the question b'chlau, what the hechach over here? Because since we know anyway the yinat moina derech hapshat anyway min yinat mitzvahs, you see, correct? Derech hapshat, even if it's a mitzvah yinat moina min yinat mitzvahs, okay. So, and that's what we were talking about. So, you know, the whole discussion is only Derech HaVoseinu over here. I just, Because what did we say? Basis of Yosheva Tev is Derech Abuseinu. It's not Minyan HaMitzvahs. Because it's not a Tzibur Mochletes. Correct? So you could have said the same thing, that the Teres Kohanim is Derech Abuseinu. And he said, that's why he's not in Minyan HaMitzvahs. For some reason, he feels it necessary to say it's a mitzvah called Kol HaToku. Why did he make that change? Correct?
So I tell you like this. The Yisrid Machlekes is a very interesting thing. So, you know, the amazing things come out over here that the Yisrid of Minyan HaMitzvah is Derech Abuseinu, according to Rambam. Okay? And then, if that's correct, and Derech HaPshat is not Minyan HaMitzvah, there's a very important observation that I would tell you. You see, if you look at the Ramban, when he discusses Shemesh Sheni, Kulei Hefsin, Kulei this, Kulei that, it's like a disaster. You know, the Ramban Kulei Machmadim, and Echmod, it's all Shemesh Beis is Kilu, the disaster. Because Rabbi Sai, there's a basic difference between Rambam, what are mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs. Comes to Rambam in Sheresh Beis and says mitzvahs apshuta shemikra is tartar shebeksav. And that's antithetical to everything Ramban's standing for. Because according to Ramban, mitzvahs tachmeseir derech abiseinu. And they're at the bottom of the minyan mitzvahs. And be'emes, it could be in Matan Torah, or there was nibne, were given over was a minyan. And kiluvei, you look at the Rabban al Torah. And it's a whole different approach. If you're going to deny drushes and deny chazal, it's a basic pilzer in the whole issue of what's going on. What is a mitzvah and what's not a mitzvah? So the Ramban comes at night in shining armor and says, Shurish Beis cannot be. Because Shurish Beis denial the metzic principle that minyan mitzvahs are minyan mitzvahs Rabbi Seinu. It's not a minyan Toshib exam. Now, I want to tell you something. Something major happens. Not only is it different stakos between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sheresh Sheni, I think the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs and in Chumash has a whole different approach to Kedush and Tiyu, and the Ashlocha in terms of what's going on in Torah is amazing. Because for Meister, you have a pasuk like this in Vayikra, talking about Kohanim. Perek Chof Aleph, pasuk Vov. Kedushim yiyu leloheyim. It's going to Kohanim. Hakedushihi haprishes kasher pirashti b'seid l'shomayla. Yoyim ha-shafiru b'muta l'Yisrael yu ha-kohanim pirushim yibodlo mitumas ha-meisim nesuri ha-noshim she'enon ha-goynis lehem b'tayru b'nikis. Beseder, right? And the kedusha is a mile in the precious that he has. They have more kedusha. And then bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem and dvorim yudalet aleph bonim at gamzu mitzvah v'ureil she'omer b'teira b'kohanim about lo yikol kochocha b'roishim b'som li'sotes v'ato yivaye. Ki ba'avu ma'ilus ha'kohanim bilvad shi'izki Hashem
Shom shehen kedoshim lelohem tzivo bohem ze avokol eidu kulum kedoshim kulum bonim nashem. So therefore they also have to be shown. Okay, kedushim. Now you have kedushim, you're right, and you have a posik in Shmois before Matan Tova, Mamleches Kohanim for good kodesh. What's the relationship between the two? And the Ramban says, "Goy kodesh l'dofko b'keil kodesh k'mo sh'omu kodeshim tiyu ki kodesh ani Hashem." The question is, what happened before at Matan Tera when they said that they're goy kodesh? And did something change in Parsh Kedushim when he said Kedushim to you? So what's going on over here? And you look, that's the beginning, before Matan Tera. And after Matan Tera, it says, V'yoycha am Kodesh, in the Brochs and Kolos and Abbas Moya, L'dof Kaboy, V'soif am Kodesh. So Rabbi Isai, I want to suggest, there's a basic difference between the Rambam, the Ramban, Al HaTorah, and Ramban Sefer Mitzvos, what's going on over here? What does it mean, Am Kodesh? This is a Ramban in Mishpotim. V'anshei Kodesh Tiyu, the Diyuk in Ramban, the Ramban says like this. Chleima, V'anshei Alkein Oma, V'anshei Kodesh Tiyu, Chleima, Ani Chofetzi Tiyu, Anshe Kodesh Vabushe Tiyu Ruinli Ledovka Bi Shani Kodesh. Is the Anshe Kodesh, they are Kodesh? Or the Anshe Kodesh means they have a potential of Kedusha of the Vekis and HaKodesh Baruch? If you learn that they're Kodesh, so the Chor Kodeshim Tiyu is just really just going over what happened before, that you that kedusha is dach pachishes. Rabban Al HaTorah learned that before Matan Torah, when they call it Am Kodesh, it means ruin l'dof kabi. That something changed in Klal Yisrael. There's no dveikus in HaKodesh Baruch Hu Mois Olam. That the ruin is kodesh, and then was clamped down an inyan of kedusha and tiyush l'novel b'shatay. It's a separate thing. It's a whole different approach to what's going on in Kedush Yisrael and what's the relationship Kedush to you. Okay. So these Be'etzim are Be'isai, you know, my always have a little bit more on this. I'm going to stop here. Okay. But I apologize, but I thought when I started working on these always this morning, I said to myself, I can't stop. I still didn't get there. I was working on